Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with an SPF of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equal healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
Hey, everybody. We're Steel Yams. We're a little student group on campus. Yeah, we like to jam. Dion's fist pumping. We're here with WRCT Pittsburgh. Whoa! Woohoo! This is so exciting. Yeah, John is very excited. So we're going to play a little Cleo Soul jam song. I don't know if you guys are familiar with Cleo Soul, but she makes really good neo soul slash like folky, very like earthy girl vibes. Yeah, and we don't have our singer with us today, so Dion's gonna take lead, and then we kind of just jam over the rest of the song. It's very freeform, so it will not sound like the beginning at all, but that's okay, because that's lucky what we do, because we have ADHD, and we just get bored. Okay, take it away, David. Thank you. that was, started off as Cleo Soul, and then it ended in a song that Dion wrote. He has his best visions at night, I believe, is when he wrote it, and then we played it one time. We only practiced that one time, at least the second part, so it was mostly free form. But yeah, a little process of how we jam. We'll start with a groove, and then, at least from my perspective as a drummer, I listen for when David changes his bass line, and then I try to make a groove that fits better with whatever bass line he's doing. And then typically Dion will be in control of like the chord progressions and where we're going. John always has got like a lick up his sleeve. I feel like he's got the licks, a nice little rhythm guitarist. But you'll see him, you'll hear him solo more. But definitely David and Dion definitely soloed the most in that song. And the type of groove we were doing was Dilla. I don't know if you know Jay Dilla. He's a famous producer. And he came up with that swing. It's like a quintuplet. So it's like a, where I'm playing in like a swinged, it'd be like I'm playing five notes instead of four in the typical bar. And it sounds cool over everything else. And it sounds cool in like a more hip-hop-ish groove. So yeah. Now we're going to do, what are we going to do? We're just gonna do some jazz, I guess. We're gonna do a song. This is a song that Dion and I wrote. It has different time signatures, so it starts in 4, and then it goes to 5/4, and then it goes to 6/4, and then it goes back into 4/4. So you will hear that if it sounds. The one isn't right where it's supposed to be, that's why. Yeah, it's a good time. This is there's no name for the song. It's just like wacky song or whatever. Okay. That was fun. We actually literally played that song once for Battle of the Bands and then never played it again. So that was our first time playing it in a minute. But it was fun. It was sounding fun. We have an Instagram. It's steel.yams, and there's like with a Z. Okay, steel.yams with a Z. Yeah, and you'll see an AI-generated picture of a potato, and that's the yam. It's...
We changed it.
Never mind. There's a different picture. Just forget that I said that.
It's a drawing.
Oh, yeah, somebody drew us. It's that, which is way cooler anyways. Let's just move on. So now we're going to do... Yeah, okay. We're gonna bring it back to the mid-2000s with a song by Childish Gambino called Redbone.
Thank you.
Gomez, Redbone by Childish Gambino, and then Keys Took a Solo by Dion, and then John Took a Solo on the guitar, and then David made it nice and funky with the bass. Yeah, so now we're going to play a song by Stevie Wonder. Yeah, we actually played it yesterday for Earth Day. Shout out Earth Day. Help the planet if you feel like it. So this is by Stevie Wonder. It's Isn't She Lovely? Isn't She Lovely? It's a chill song. It's nice and swung. It's like a nice little shuffle. I think he wrote this about his daughter. We don't have children, thank God. I don't think y'all have children, do you? Yeah, so we're chilling. Again, we're still Yams. Follow our Instagram, steel.yams with a Z on Instagram. We have an Instagram. You know. Yeah. Whatever. Are you guys ready? I was just rambling for a second because they were getting ready. Okay, let's go. Cool. Yeah. A little bit info on IMO. We met, our band met at IMO jam session at the beginning of the semester. So we only had a semester to play together. What does it stand for? Yeah, okay. So IMO is Independent Musician Organization, which basically means that students not necessarily affiliated with like a jazz band or music majors or part of like music clubs on campus still have a space to play music and express themselves. It's been really cool. They have a lot of cool events. The last thing that just happened was hackathon. Hack a song. And then before that, they had, we played at Carnival, and we also played at Mr. Roboto, which was a pretty cool place, cool vibes. Yeah, and then we jammed together for the Battle of the Bands, and that was really cool. It was cool to meet all the other bands, too, and see, like, which groups have come together, especially, like, on a Saturday when we have jams, you kind of just mix with everybody, so it's cool to see which bands, like, formed, like, a solid thing and hear different music styles. Yeah, and it's a really cool experience. I know for me, it's been fun to see and, like, learn other bands' songs. So then when I come and support, we can, like, sing each other's songs now, and that's really fun. Yeah, so that's a little bit about IMO. Yeah, we're going to play two more songs. Yeah, okay, so we're going to do one last little funky jam for you, and then we're going to finish with our big banger of a song that Dion wrote. Yeah, so we're going to just funk it up, I guess. I'll explain a little bit of what's happening right now. Dion and John are figuring out chords and stuff like that, and yeah, then we'll figure out a time, what tempo we want to do it. Okay, Dion's just gonna start playing, so. We'll be right back. That was our little funky jam. Yeah. Now we're going to play a Dion song. We do have words to it, but it doesn't matter because it's a vibe and you just sing what's in your heart. Okay. We're Steel Yams. Thank you, WRCT, for having us. It's been a pleasure. It's been really fun. It's been a great experience. Yeah, and have a good night.
CT 88.3 FM. My name's Anthony Cacciato, and you're listening to The Angry Young Man. Well, good morning, everybody. It's actually, you know, is it morning? Now it's afternoon. It's officially 12 o'clock here. Welcome. You know, we're in here chatting today with somebody. But before I introduce them, I do want to say that any views expressed today by myself or by my guest are strictly our own and not necessarily those of WRCT. But I'd like to welcome today to our show a good friend of mine, our resident Kiwi here at CMU. This is Grady Kennix. Good morning, Grady.
Good morning, Anthony. How you doing?
There we go. We got you now.
Good morning, Anthony. How you doing?
Oh, I'm fantastic. We have an interesting topic today. For those of you who haven't been keeping up with the news because it's dreadful to open up a newspaper or open up social media because it keeps on getting worse, you know, there was recently a development in which the cost associated with an H-1B visa, which for those of you unfamiliar, the H-1B visa is one of the visas offered to people seeking to immigrate to the United States for high-skilled workers, are people of exceptional talent who come to the United States, are Elon Musks of the world. And the cost associated with that went from $1,000 to $100,000. And this has provoked some responses from people on the left and the right. This will be an interesting conversation because technically we're both on the right, but we have some starkly different views on this kind of development here. But you know, kind of per you know, my courtesy I extend to any guest on this show, I'd like to invite you to kind of, you know, share your reflections first on this, Grady, and kind of tell me what do you think about this?
Oh, me personally? Absolutely. Well, look, I'd have to push back a little bit against the characterization of H-1B as the visa for America's top talent. That's the O-1, and it's for the very best and brightest. That's your Einstein visa, you know? The H-1B visa was initialized as a kind of, you know, slightly lower talent visa. And that it did that job for a very long time. It brought in people like Elon Musk, Melania Trump, just really great people, you know, came here on H-1B visas. But in recent years, in recent decades, I'd say, fraud has become endemic in the H-1B visa, and the sheer numbers have both risen and skewed towards a very different base of countries than we were previously accustomed to seeing. And as a result, H-1Bs have become less of a tool for getting the best and brightest future taxpayers into America and more of a tool for getting cheap labor, to be as blunt as I possibly can.
Well, I'd like to kind of, you know, hear more from you, because you say kind of like the countries we're looking for or cheap labor. You know, I'm curious, you know, because there is still, you know, a requirement based on skill. You know, sure, we're not talking about our Einsteins. You kind of mentioned that there's this kind of slightly lower threshold of talent, but, you know, we're still talking about skilled labor here. I mean, you know, these are the people that, you know, come to our universities, become engineers or computer scientists, and ultimately, you know, seek in many ways to bring those talents to the American labor force and help provide the skilled labor that drives some of these industries that we're looking to excel in right now, particularly AI. And I think you see that footprint, especially here in Pittsburgh. And
this is Law and Disorder.
Today on Law and Disorder, we speak with a young Jewish woman from New York City who's just returned from the West Bank.
Lida Hirschman Levy, a leader with Jewish Voice for Peace, was part of a solidarity delegation to the West Bank and shares her firsthand accounts. We'll also pump the brakes and not continue further down the road to Trump autocracy.
Our guest...